It was a cool morning, but the sun was up and the day would soon be hot. When Monica came early to the village board to collect water, the other ladies commented that she looked very tired. "Oh, I am," she said. "I scratched all night. Look at my arms, bites all over from these wretched bedbugs." The other women were very sympathetic. They had all had bedbugs before, and together they wondered how the bedbugs found their way into Monica's house.
Welcome. Here we are together again on Women of Hope. I'm Tammy, and today, Carol and I have Marge visiting with us as well.
I wonder if you know how Monica felt. Have you ever had a problem with bedbugs in your house? Maybe you've stayed somewhere and you didn't know there were bedbugs until the morning when you found lumps all over your arms and upper body, and you were very itchy.
It's not nice to think of those little bugs crawling around in your bed with you at night, is it? I wonder what Monica did next. Carol, can you tell us?
Well, the other women knew that Monica kept her house very clean and regularly put the mattresses, the pillows, and the sheets out in the sun. They had seen them outside of her house before. "How did you get bed bugs in your house?" they asked her. She thought for a moment. And then, "Last week my children had some friends come to play and to sleep for a few nights. One of them must have had the bugs in their clothes. After I felt the itching, I checked and I could see them in the seams of the mattress, and then I found some in the cracks of the walls. Nasty little things. I could see them crawling around when I look with a torch after dark." While they waited with their buckets to fill, they talked about feeling the tiny beetle-like bugs crawling on them at night, and they laughed at each other's experiences. One young girl with them asked Monica, "Can the bed bug bites make you sick, like mosquito bites can?" "Oh, no," she answered, and she moved forward to start her turn at pumping at the bore. "They don't carry any diseases like some bugs do. They just suck our blood." "Oh, yuck," said the young girl. Monica went on, "They keep us awake, and if we scratch too much, we could make a wound on our skin. They make me look awful because I just can't sleep." Everyone laughed again, and then Monica added, "And now I'm going to be very busy getting rid of them." "So what do you have to do?" asked the curious girl. Monica explained, "Well, I have some insect poison in a spray can. It's very good, but quite expensive. I don't want to spray it in the house because I don't want it where I prepare food or wash my dishes. So I'll bring all the furniture and mattresses and pillows outside and the cushions and the mats, and I'll spray them. And then I'll leave them in the sun all day. The sun is also good at killing bugs. I'll have to wash all the sheets and the blankets and the sleeping clothes with lots of soap and leave them in the sun all day too. And I'll wash the beds and walls with soapy water." Monica's friend, Anita, offered to come over and help her to move all the mattresses and the furniture and then help her wash everything. It was going to be a big job to kill all the bedbugs, but it would be worth it so the family could finally sleep again without bites and itching.
Oh, I know they're going to be very relieved to have the bedbugs gone.
Oh, I am absolutely certain. Monica worked very hard that morning, and she was very happy to have her friend Anita helping her and chatting away as they sprayed and washed and hung things out. By the end of the day, the insect spray, the soap, and the sunshine had killed all the bedbugs that had been in the mattresses, the bedding, and the furniture.
I'm sure that by now, Monica would be careful to check regularly in the places that bedbugs like to live, so she could kill them quickly next time someone brought them into the house. The young girl in the story asked a very sensible question about whether the bedbugs can make you sick, like mosquitoes can. Do you remember Monica's answer? That's right. She said no. They don't carry any diseases like some bugs do. They just suck your blood. They are not usually dangerous to humans unless you have an allergic reaction to them. Then you'd want to see your doctor or healthcare worker.
Of course, it's not very nice to think of them crawling in your bed at night and sucking your blood.
No.
And I'm not sure I want to ask this, but Tammy, tell us what they look like.
Well, bed bugs are tiny insects with no wings. They're oval in shape, about the size of an apple seed. They start off a rust brown and change to a deeper brown after they've fed on a person's blood. They're small, but you can see them quite easily with a torch. Unfortunately, bed bugs love human blood, although they'll feed on animals if necessary. But blood is their only food. They're attracted to body heat and the air humans breathe out, and this is how they find their host. They usually bite a person's shoulders and arms.
I've heard that once they're in your house, they stay and reproduce.
Oh, they do. Each mature female can lay up to 5 eggs each day.
Oh, my.
The creamy white eggs are about the size of 2 grains of salt, and they hatch in 1 to 2 weeks. The newly hatched eggs, or nymphs, are lighter in color and turn brown as they grow. It takes about 5 weeks for each bed bug nymph to grow to adult bug.
You know, the funny thing is, I don't think you can feel the bugs bite you, can you?
No, you can't. Their actual bite is painless. But it's the after effects of the bites that are usually the problem. Some people don't react to the bites at all, but for others, the bites become itchy and swell into red raised areas.
Poor Monica. She certainly must have felt them, didn't she? And she said she couldn't sleep because she had been scratching all night. So now we need to talk about how we treat those bites.
It's most important to resist the urge to scratch because the bite might become infected and scratching will not get rid of the problem. You should wash the bites with clean, soapy water to reduce the risk of infection. If you have some calamine lotion or anesthetic cream, use these to treat the itching. But if not, an ice pack on the area will help to relieve the itch and the swelling. Or you can hold the part under cold, running water.
And don't forget, if the bite becomes infected, you really do need to go see your doctor or going to the medical clinic for treatment.
On Women of Hope today, we've been talking about those annoying little creatures, bed bugs.
Our friend Monica worked very hard to get rid of them. She took the bed and the mattress outside and she sprayed them with some insect spray. And then she washed all the bedclothes, the sheets, and the blankets, and then she put them out in the sun. It's good to do this on a hot day if you can. If you don't have any spray, you can wrap the mattress in pieces of dark plastic and leave them in the sun. Bed bugs can't survive if it's too hot. But if you don't have the plastic, just leave the mattress in the sun for as long as you can on a hot day. Make sure you wash all clothing that might be affected and hang it in the sun too. And put any cushions or other furniture you've got out in the sun. You know, you can stop them from getting into your home or into your bed.
That's so right. You can try to avoid getting bed bugs in your home by keeping it very clean. And be careful about any secondhand items such as bedding, furniture, or luggage that's brought into your home. Check them carefully for any insects. They often hide in the furniture or luggage, in cracks, or along the seams of the fabric. And if you're staying somewhere you think there might be bugs, here's a good idea to keep them off the bed. Once you're sure there are none on the bed, put double-sided sticky tape on the floor around the bed. The bugs will get stuck to the tape. Or you can put a little bowl of water under each leg of the bed so the bed bugs will not be able to climb up the bed.
Well, that's a clever idea.
but make sure the bed covers are not able to slide down and touch the floor. That would be an easy way for them to climb all the way up into the bed.
You know, Tammy, that reminds me. Do you remember when we were young, we had a funny little saying that we were always saying when we went to bed?
Yes.
Good night, sleep tight, hope the bed bugs don't bite.
Oh, yes.
Well, Marge, I think it would be just the right time for you to tell us your story about bed bugs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you have that little saying in your home too?
Oh, yes, we did, but we kept it going. If they do, get a shoe and bash them till they're black and blue. Well, our family lived in a tropical country for some time, and my husband would sometimes sleep in the villages. He would often come home with large, very itchy purple bites around his tummy. It really puzzled us, but it took a while for us to realise that they were bed bug bites. It always meant at least a couple of very uncomfortable days of trying not to scratch the bites before they disappeared. He found the bites very irritating.
So there wasn't much he could do about it?
No, but a friend of ours also had problems when she slept in the village, a different village. She learned to always take a mosquito net, a torch, and some special powder to keep them away. She said that she would shine her torch around the base of the net just before going to sleep, and usually the hem of the net would be completely dark with bed bugs. She enjoyed spreading the powder around so she would not get bitten.
That sounds like a good idea. A torch, a mosquito net, and some bed bug powder if you can get it. Marge, you have a short story to share with us from God's Word today. Is it about bed bugs?
Well, not quite. In the Bible, there's a story of two people who were annoyed or irritated with each other. Rather like bed bug bites that itch and become very irritating. I'm sure we've all experienced this kind of irritation. This story is about two women who did not get on very well with one another. And I'm sure they would have been most embarrassed if they knew that their problem would be known by people 2,000 years later. Their names were Euodia and Syntyche. Paul, the follower of Jesus, travelled to many places, telling people about Jesus and encouraging them in their faith. He had just encouraged his followers to stay true to their faith in Jesus. He must have known that these two women had disagreed with each other about something important. And this is what he wrote to them. Euodia and Syntyche, please, I beg you, to try to agree as sisters in the Lord. And he also wrote to another partner who had worked closely with him. You too, my faithful partner. I want you to help these women, for they have worked hard with me to spread the good news, together with Clement and all my other fellow workers whose names are in God's Book of the Living. Then he went on to say, always be full of the joy of the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Oh, it's sometimes hard to get on well with some people, isn't it? Something about them irritates or annoys us. For example, someone who always thinks their ideas are the best. Or maybe someone has an annoying habit. Or they don't work as hard as they should on shared projects, like working in the communal garden or fishing. Or perhaps a family member leaves their clothes all over the floor. So irritating. Small irritations can grow into big problems and cause a lot of unhappiness. Unfortunately, not just for us, but for those around us, our family and friends. There's a saying, from little things, big things grow, and that is so true. If we let these irritations go on and don't try to talk them over, we will break our relationship or friendship. That itch will just go on and on untreated. It's just the same as scratching the bite from the bed bug. It becomes more itchy, then bleeds, and finally becomes infected and is so much harder to treat. The irritation in our relationship becomes bigger and bigger and more difficult to sort out. God wants us to work at being at peace with all people. It makes him sad when we have arguments and strife with each other. Perhaps we need to hear what Paul wrote next about how to cope with difficult situations. He said, "Show a gentle attitude toward everyone." And he went on to say, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand, and this peace will control the way you think and feel." Isn't it so much better to live in peace and harmony with others rather than having arguments and strife? Maybe we could stop and ask God to help us do this. Carol, would you like to pray for us all?
I'd love to. Father God, thank you for your promise that you will bless us with peace if we bring our problems and strife to you. Help us to remember to always show a gentle attitude to others. And help us to stop worrying, but instead to pray to you about everything. Thank you for your peace that you will put into our hearts. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
On Women of Hope today, we've heard the story of Monica and the bedbugs that got into her house when her children's friends came to stay. Bedbugs can cause a lot of irritation. Their bites become itchy, and if we scratch them, they might become infected. So it's important to get rid of those nasty little bugs from our homes.
We also learned that in just the same way, we have to cope with other irritating things that are in our lives. Sometimes something in a friendship might become irritating and we need to deal with it. Marge shared a story from God's Word where Paul, God's follower, begged two women to stop their disagreements and to learn to work together as sisters in the Lord. He also asked their fellow worker to help them to agree with each other. The special words from the Bible that we can remember are these: show a gentle attitude towards everyone. Don't worry about anything, and instead pray about everything. And then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace, and this peace will control the way you think and feel.
Before we finish today, we'd like to share a part of a letter from a lady who listens to Women of Hope. She's 45 years old and has lived in a certain village for a long time with her whole family. She had to move to a new shelter, and she found it difficult. She faced lots of new issues like career, food, and communication with other people. This is what she said. "I accepted Jesus about 2 years ago, and I never miss an opportunity to worship Him. I am a widow with 10 children. 3 have died, and 7 are married. Nowadays, I sell porridge rice to support my family. I noticed that since I gave my life to Jesus, I feel peace, and I have food every day. It's different from before I believed in Him. Today, I just learned a new lesson from the women's team who visited us. Good communication. When I listened to today's lesson, I found out that I lack good communication with myself, my neighbors, and God. So I want to start to change my attitude. I also learned about keeping good moral values by not gossiping and by showing others about Jesus. Thank you so much for the extra lesson. It's a part of my life, and I'm going to grow more in Jesus Christ."
I want to thank this dear listener for sharing part of her life with us so that we can all learn from each other. It's time for us to go now, and if you would like to share your story with us or ask any questions, you can contact us in care of this station or at Women of Hope.
The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. www.monicacaptorhouse.org or visit our Facebook page.
We do hope that you'll be with us again. Goodbye, and God bless you as you learn to leave those little irritations in your life to God every day.